When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
It's time to reinvent the manis.
Reinvent? Siri, excuse me?
Yeah. You know, when we were talking about, like, oh, you're all freed up. Yeah, we had a segment a while back where it's like, you've got this wide open expanse in front of you, a whole possibility for the future.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're thinking about what you don't want, but you weren't thinking about what you do want.
Yeah.
And I read this article the other day about reinventing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of you. And there was this study that this lady did. And hang on, I want to get the facts right. I wrote it down here. Where is it? Come on, Jillian. Here we go. Ready? Okay. Ravina Helson, a professor of psychology at the University of California, Berkeley, directed the MIL study, which followed roughly 120 women over 50 years, examining personality traits, social influence, and personal development, and proving in the process that it's never too late to reinvent yourself, even at 60. People can resolve to make themselves more the people they would like to become. In the MIL study, about a dozen women showed substantial positive personality changes from the ages of 60 to 70.
Personality changes?
Yeah, and here's what's interesting. You know, for the most part, my friends get into dysfunctional relationships and, you know, they try to change that person and everything. And you try to say that person's not going to change. People don't change. Now, people do change, but not because of you. They change because they want to change. Right. And so I bring this up as in, you know, we always say, oh, people don't change. People don't change. Change is impossible. People do change, but they have to want to change. So now I'm not talking about you trying to change somebody else right now, actually. I'm talking about you being the person that can change at any age. And this whole article was really about asking yourself this question, starting backwards. Whenever you write a book, they always tell you write the end first and then work backwards to get to the end.
Okay.
So, you know, it's tough for me. I write wellness books. So, you know, you can't really do that because the conclusion is the conclusion. But, like, if you were writing a story, this is the end of the story.
A narrative.
Yes, exactly. So if your life is the story, the first question you want to ask yourself is, At the very end of your life, mm-hmm. what are you going to regret right now? If we were at the end of your life right now, what would you regret?
Is this a hypothetical or are you asking
me?
I'm
asking.
Oh, gosh.
Your time has come, Janice.
Oh, yeah. Man. If I come to the end of my life and I think, what did I regret the most?
This is where we start the process of reinvention by establishing the things that we want. And this is a great way of doing it. Well, you know, you and I talk about also being present tense, but this is a real way to cut to the chase here.
Isn't it true? We're not forced. We're taught now. Be in the present. Stay in the present. Be in the now. Be in the now. Don't be in the past. Don't be in the future. Be in the now.
Well, here's the key, though. And we, again, talked about this on tour, on the Maximize Your Life tour. Yes, life happens while you're making other plans. Yes, it's extraordinarily important to be in the present and deal with what's going on in front of you and try to master the current circumstance. But you do have to have a game plan, because life happens while you're making other plans. But as we've established, the key is that you're making other plans. You have an agenda. You're working towards something. And that gives your present tense direction, passion, and focus.
Right.
So we have to have something that we are channeling the present tense toward. So if we're constantly sculpting and molding our lives with our behaviors and our actions in the present tense, they do need a focus and intention and a passion, something to drive them, something to shape your current behaviors. Otherwise, you're all over the place. You're completely scattered. It's like herding cats, so to speak. You got to have... So we go back to that question. If you died now, what would you regret?
Do I really have to answer that this minute? I would like to ponder that. I mean, that's just, I don't think that's just something.
Come on, gut reaction, Jake.
Right now, if I died?
See, if you got to the end of your life.
Look how we're all stalling by re-asking the question.
Yeah.
We're all doing that. And look at Autumn. Autumn's getting a head start because
she knows it's coming.
Exactly.
She's like, it's rolling my way.
It's coming.
S-H-I-T rolls downhill. Here it comes.
I feel like I'm still learning a whole lot, so I can't really say yet.
Okay.
I guess...
Come on. Come on, Manus. Throw it out there. Be brave.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to be Carol Burnett. I know that sounds silly, but I want to be that.
Okay.
I still want that.
So then here's what I would say. That's wonderful. Then you know that you want to do more with your comedy.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So then that is something that you go, you know what? I can reinvent this. I can get back into this. I can start pursuing this, you know, passionately and intensely. And wherever you go then, wherever you move to, whatever city, maybe you look for a culture that has a nice comedy club. Or, you know, the Groundlings, someplace like that where you can get back into that again and make that a part of your life. Tomb. And accepting the possibility that you can now, at any point, start to reinvent that. Start to redirect. Because a lot of people go, I can't do that now. I'm blah, blah, blah years old. Which is not true. Even in the 70s, women were turning their lives around and making changes. Tomb?
Well, so if I get to the end of my life, I don't know what that's going to be yet. But if the end of my life is today.
Right, exactly. If you got to the end of your life with where you're at right now, what would you regret not having done?
I would regret not having traveled more and making more time for myself personally.
Oh, no, we can't have you doing that.
I know.
Wait a minute.
That's not what I mean.
That's not going to work.
Look how quickly I talked her out of that.
Yeah.
No personal time for you.
I don't mean those things necessarily together, but
you mean
even
stopping and smelling the roses.
Giving myself an hour or 30 minutes in the day to do things that I want to work on. I just want to prioritize my me time better, and I'm
okay, but then
working on
but
that.
Then that's okay. And then what is the me time? Then you kind of go a little deeper of like, what is it that makes you happy? So you shape it a little bit more. So you know you're not sitting there going, well, now what the heck am I going to do? You've got a plan to learn how to play the piano, or a plan to go to a place you've never been that you want to see.
Yeah, there's a couple classes that I want to take, art classes. I would like to spend me time doing creative projects. I need to work out that side of my brain.
And then, so...
It's bored.
Okay.
It's bored.
So then you know now that you want to be more artistic. And it's a huge digression from how you spend your days. You know, you spend your days like strapped to that computer, dealing with semantics and details and minutia and crap that doesn't matter at the end.
Those things aren't... I like my job. I mean, I don't...
Well, that's stupid.
I don't... Well, you're lucky that I like my job, because I like you, and I enjoy what I do, but you're right. It's not... This can't be the only thing that I do, or I will lose my mind.
Of course. And you'll have regrets. And so I think that's... You know what I think about? I get scared every day that, like, all this crap that bogs me down with work, I'm missing these incredible moments with my kids where I'm like, ugh, not now.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, I'm like, I can't chase. You know, they'll be like, Mama, come chase us. Mama, come chase us. And you're in the middle of, like, eight different things, and the world's falling apart, and this deal's falling apart, and there's a problem with that, and this is a, you know, and I'm on the phone with Giancarlo, and it's like, ugh, not now. And... You know, then I'm like, I'm going to miss this whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss this whole thing. And we're going to get to the day when not only do they not want me to chase them, they don't want anything to do with me. And, right. You know, and it's like,
aww, yeah.
So, you know, you got to kind of constantly work to reinvent. And so there are steps, right, of this little process. And one of the first ones is to ask yourself that question. And then when you start to establish, okay, you know what? That is something that I want for myself. How do we begin to move forward and get there?
Or backwards. In a way, how do I begin to move backwards from that? Anyway.
Exactly. And you got to make sure, of course, that the things you want are the things you want. Not you joined the startup because your friend wanted you to join the startup, or you had kids because your dying father always wanted to be a grandfather. You did it because you wanted to do it. And we've talked about that. You live the life that you want, not the life you think you should. That's very important to really assess that. And then you also have to ask if that goal matches your values. So, for example, if the goal is the corner office, that's fantastic. That's got a ton of prestige. Wonderful. But if what's required to get that corner office isn't true to who you really are, and that's something that my mom experienced at a very young age when she got into public relations. And she didn't like the actual job. And she felt that she was dealing with individuals that were unethical.
Right.
That were unscrupulous. And what was required to ascend in that rat race, so to speak, was not true to my mom's ethics, my mom's morality. And she completely abandoned a career that she'd spent years working towards.
Right.
Because it was not who she was as a human being. It's who she thought she wanted to be. In the corner office, she was like, I'm competitive. I work a corner office. And then my mom completely reinvented herself at 40. And I believe she started out, I would have to ask her specifically, but I believe she started out volunteering as a rape counselor. Mm-hmm. So she took these classes, and in the middle of the night, if a woman got raped, my mom would get up and go to the emergency room, and she would be there for them while they go through everything that they had to go through, and she would counsel them. And then I think she went back to school, because she graduated like magna cum laude or summa cum laude with her master's, and I think it was in like communications. Then she went back to school and got her master's in psychotherapy, and you know, you have to do all your hours. And then she was a marriage family MSC. I can't remember the name of it. But she was a practicing therapist.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
MCLW something, yeah. Whatever. Then she loved it so much, she got into analysis and went back to school in her 60s and got her doctorate. She was a 20-something-year-old who dropped out of school, married my dad, put him through law school, and then reinvented herself in her 30s. Went back to college, became a straight-A student. Then in her 40s, abandoned that whole career in publicity and communications and got into therapy. Then she became a doctor in her 60s. So yes, at any point in your life, you can reinvent and what have you. But one of the things you also have to look at is the goal that you want in alignment with who you are as an individual? That's really, really important. Another thing is, can you be truthful with yourself about what you're good at and what you're not? So, for example, I always wanted to be a rock star. Can't sing. No can do. I believe I can fly. I know. I remember.
Why did you choose that song?
Because rock star, like, heaven mean, you know, no can do. Cannot sing. And so it's like, all right, this is not going to happen for me. And you may point to certain people who are rock stars that can't sing, but I would like to do what I do well. So can't sing. It's just not a reality. So then maybe you look at what is it that you love about being a rock star? And if I looked at it truly, music to me is something that crosses all boundaries. Music to me is something that, you know, you go to a concert and you're going to see black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Indian, young, old. You're going to see people from all walks of life connecting over music. In theory, string theory, the whole theory, one of the theories of our universe is that everything in the universe is the vibration of particles. So Pythagoras, I think it was Pythagoras, had said the universe was music. And that's actually what string theory is. It's all the vibration of particles that expresses how something manifests in reality. Music to me is literally the, if there's God, it's the voice of God. It, the whole universe is a vibration, is music. And the way that it touches people so deeply and it unites people so deeply is the real reason that I would want to be a rock star. Just because I would love to be able to move people and unite people with music. Well, I can't sing. And so, you know, then the question becomes, all right, I know I want to unite people and I want to touch people and have them touch me, not in a perverted way, Janice. Well, that would be nice, but not masses of people. Anyway, so
just one.
Right. Just one is good. So I, you know, in what I do now, which is something that I'm very good at, it gives me the ability to reach out and connect with the masses and health and wellness and wish fulfillment and destiny and dreams is something that applies to people from all walks of life and all ages and all orientations. So I've managed to take those things that I loved about being, quote, a rock star and apply them to what I do as a coach, a life coach, a wellness expert. So be realistic. And then if you can't sing or you're not going to slam dunk the basketball, what is it about sports that you love? Maybe you become a sportscaster, a writer, a coach, and you get into sports that way.
No, it's lovely. It's a great way to think that what is the bigger picture of what that, you know, single thing. It's just a really cool way to think about it. It's not really being the rock star. It's what the rock star is.
What represents.
Like I've never thought about that.
And expect setbacks and you learn from it. But I, you know, again, Michael Jordan said, you got to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win. Mm. And you've got to learn what works and what doesn't. The only way that we get better is by learning from our mistakes, is by going, wow, all right, that didn't work, this worked. It's a process of trial and error, flat out. I come on, we've talked about the whole thing with the light bulb, right? And how many times that guy, Thomas Edison, tried to do the light bulb, and he had this great thing. It wasn't like he failed X amount of times. He just learned, 1,000-something things not to do when trying to reinvent the light bulb or trying to invent the light bulb. Got to look at it as going into it knowing that you're going to fail, and the whole point of failure is to use it as an entry point for learning. Expect setbacks and reassess. That's another problem. We get so attached to
That goal, to that.
This is how we got to get there, and this is how we got to do it, and this is the traditional path, and that we along the way forget. This is where present tense is really important, because if you're in the present moment and you're unhappy or it's not working, you do have to reassess and go, okay, no, wait a second. Maybe I need to tweak this. Maybe it's not that I want to be a stand-up comedian because I'm unhappy putting myself out there in front of the audience, but I love comedy. Maybe I'll be a joke writer for Kimmel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's constantly reassessing it and tweaking it and fine-tuning it so that you go, oh, you know, no, it's not this aspect of it, it's that aspect of it, and being fluid and shifting. But you really have to accept from go that it's never too late, and it isn't. That you don't want to get to the end of your life and regret. The woulda, coulda, shoulda is the worst possible feeling.
Ain't that the truth?
The worst possible feeling.
Yeah.
And that it will be a process. You will fail. You will be no good. That's part of it. But you improve, and that's the point. And then be realistic with yourself. Don't be completely deluded.
Delusional.
Delusional. Thank you.
Delusional.
Diluted. Not diluted. Delusional. Right. You know, I can't sing. I'll never forget when Pink said that to me. Jill, anybody can sing. And then I was like, oh, really?
Like, singing, I saw you goes, on that.
Maybe not well.
She was like, maybe not. I saw you on that Super Bowl ad. You were good. That made me laugh.
Yeah, it made you laugh because it was no, so it was not good. So not good. Yeah. Anyway.
That's speaking of wanting to spend more time with your children.
With the stinkers. Oh, here they come. The stinkies.
We better take a break now.
Addison's getting stuff for me and Janice?
Yeah. A snack for you guys.
What's she getting?
A snack.
A snack?
What's she getting, Luke?
What's she getting us, Luke?
See, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's her job to police these things.
But why?
What are you getting us?
I don't know. She has wings and see.
She's going to bring it and we'll see?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lou, I thought we might tell everybody a little story. So, you know, I'm always talking about being healthy and engaging in fitness. You're going to get your chance, sweetie. Yeah. Being healthy and engaging in fitness with the family.
Yes.
Well, Heidi came up with the idea to do a family bike ride from hell. You want to tell the story, Lou?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sweetie. Tell the bike riding story of what Mommy did to us.
I like to test it. That's why. It's so fun, but my Popeye hurts.
Your Popeye hurts. Okay. Popeye is a code name for private area. It hurts your Popeye, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Popeye hurt. I know.
Awful when the
Popeye hurt. Yeah, and then we had to go potty. Let's start from the beginning, Lou, and talk about what Mommy did to us, should we?
She made us go on a bike ride.
Yeah, yeah. But here's what happened. So Mommy came up with this great idea, huh? And she said, oh, let's all go for a bike ride at Venice Beach.
Right.
And so what happened was we had to rent bikes because our beach cruisers are in storage because the beach house is getting redone.
Okay. Yeah, but we had to leave the city house.
We had to leave the city house. And where were you, dude? Where were you on the bike situation?
On the back.
You were on the back. So you can't fit into a baby seat because you're not a baby, right? You're a big girl these days.
Yeah, I can sit in a big girl one.
You sat in a big girl one. So there was a tandem bike.
I sat a big one.
A big one. The tandem bike from hell, right, sweetie?
Yeah.
Yes. And so this bike was, what, Lou, 20 feet long?
Yeah.
And it was like a gigantic sail, right, sweetie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so here's what happened. So Mommy put Phoenix in the baby seat on a single bike. Yeah. And then gave us a backpack and the 20-foot long sail bike. Right, Phoenix, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Wait, let me get this visual right.
Yeah.
Heidi's on a
normal bike,
with
yes.
With a baby...
A baby seat.
Baby seat. You're on a tandem...
Yes.
With Lou.
With a four-year-old.
But it's not an actual tandem because it's not one bike.
It was an actual tandem... Oh, it wasn't one bike. What was it?
No, it was a bike and then it almost looked like...
No way!
Off the back wheel and then they bolted on
wait, Lou,
a smaller bike.
Let Mommy tell... Let so Mommy try to explain herself,
so
sweetie.
So that it... Lou swung from side to side.
I've seen those...
Lou's little head was like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
She fell off twice, but she's okay.
Yeah, almost died. So now, every time the wind blowed, the whole thing would just like sway. So Heidi, who's on the single bike, right, they go on this bike ride from hell. It was like the paddleboard. What, Stinky?
Let's tell another story.
Oh, hold on. I'm not done with this story.
Hold on.
Okay, go.
I feel quite funny. I think Fever liked this one so much.
You think Fever... Okay, well, wait. Hold on. I promise we'll tell that story, but we have to finish this thought because people are trying to hear the end of the story. Can we finish it?
Yeah.
Thank you. So, Mommy puts us on this horrible bike from hell, and, of course, it's extremely windy. And Mommy says, oh, no, we need to keep going. Now I'm biking into the wind, trying to make it back. The toddler is dragging behind me, slamming from side to side on a bike that isn't stable in the back. I'm now
begging her to pedal. So people are behind me, and I'm like, it starts out, I'm like, come on, Lou, we got to earn our treat, right, sweetie? When we were earning our treat, because I bribed her.
Yeah, we really had to.
We had to. So I told her that if she would pedal, because I thought my quads were going to explode, I would take her for ice cream. Because she wasn't pedaling. She was just back there, just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, and then I got ice cream.
Yes, yes. So then we would go like a few steps and she would stop pedaling. And then I'm like, Lou, pedal or I'll kill you. And And what did mommy do, sweetie, when we were pedaling for hours into the wind on our prehistoric bike? What did mommy do?
She kept going.
Great,
and she's like, wait for us.
And you said, wait for us. And then what did mommy do?
Her girl like,
she took off.
She went out. I'm like, wait for us. And then she's like, why are you waiting for them?
Yeah, and what do you have to say for yourself, honey?
I would like to say that you always complain about how it's not exercise when we take a beach cruise. So now you got your exercise.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah, that's
people
true.
Offer you help along the way, and you refuse. And
now you offered me help 100 feet away from the parking lot.
You're mistaken. You're
no,
mistaken.
No, I'm not mistaken. Your selective memory is remarkable.
Slow down.
You said slow. No, you didn't. You told me go faster. Yeah. Yeah, it was horrible.
Slow down.
It was horrible.
But it was fun, wasn't it, Lou? We had a lot of fun.
No, you had a lot of fun.
Good memories.
Lou and I were in hell. Isn't that right, Lou?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't know.
Think about it.
Do you know what you get?
I do know. Why are you looking at my treat?
I don't know why.
Don't be looking at my treat. Phoenix, honey, do you have anything to say about all of this? No. Come here, bud.
Come on, my microphone. Come on, my Phoenix.
But I just want to give you an opportunity to express yourself. Just because you're two doesn't mean you don't have anything to share. Come on.
Come on, Daddy.
Come on up here, bud. Okay. Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah.
Sweetie, let's take the bank out. No? Okay. Is there anything you want to say to Janice?
Suck it, Janice. Suck Janice. Wait, Mom.
Do you want to tell Janice?
Suck Janice.
Suck Janice?
Yeah, well, you know.
Suck it.
Good boy.
Well, I said suck it.
Good boy. Janice has actually made herself useful today.
Oh my God, you know, you kill me. You just kill me.
Yeah, she pulled a segment that's actually worth a good gosh darn. Yeah.
Oh,
I thought this was really cute. It's called Play It Forward. And she put together all these little tips on what to do with your old stuff. But it looks like it's predominantly fitness gear.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Basic athletic goods, right? Let's say you've got rundown soccer balls, basketballs, volleyballs, the running shoes, actually. I have a good one on that. Cleats, shin guards, jerseys, things that you've outgrown or you're not using anymore. You got a new one or so on. There's a great organization called sportsgift.org, and that's sportsgift.org. And it's a nonprofit that redistributes the gear to more than 40,000 underprivileged kids each year. And it promotes youth programs that feature team sports. They also accept larger donations from schools or professional organizations or team uniforms and coaching equipment like stopwatches and whistles. And you can ship the gear to their main California office. There's even a phone number. I'll put the phone number. 949-388-2359. And of course, you can always just check it out on the web. I love that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it, especially if you have kids. I mean, even us, our stuff, we don't grow out of it that often, but kids.
Oh my gosh, my kids, all I do is just give their stuff away. Shoes, this is what I do with my old shoes. I give them to Souls for Souls. And I believe
it's
Souls, S-O-L-E-S.
Yes.
For Souls, S-O-U-L-S. I give all my old shoes, like my athletic shoes, to Souls for Souls because there are so many people around the world that don't have shoes. in third world countries, and it kills them. They get infections through their feet. They can't work. They get serious injuries and things
like
that.
So this is beyond just athletic cleats and stuff. This is like,
yeah,
just
like
shoes.
Running shoes, yep. old running shoes, old cross-training shoes that, yep, you wear through. Like, people need shoes. I always give them to Souls for Souls. Okay, next one. Tennis balls, and more tennis balls.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, dogs. Do you know how many dogs on my beach? There's filthy friggin' tennis balls everywhere. Here's why this matters. Because landfills accumulate 20,000 tons of used tennis balls each year.
20,000 tons?
20,000.
I didn't read that fact.
Tons. So, there's an organization called Rebounces.com. And it's Rebounces.com. And what they do is they restore the ball's bounce. And then they sell them for a deep discount as practice balls.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because people who are, whatever, they're, you know, they're really into it. You don't, when the ball can get deadened, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how that happens, but it can. So that's cool that they rebounce them.
And rebounce balls them. That are beyond repair are donated to schools and hospitals where they're cut up and affixed to the chairs of desks and affixed to the feet of chairs,
God,
and desks to prevent screeching.
At my dad's facility, they have cut tennis balls on the end of all.
Do they really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Because they can glide them and.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they don't scratch floors and stuff, yeah, which would have been great. Hideous, but great at my house before the kids destroyed the place.
Oh, well.
My God. Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, have kids and watch them just destroy. It's so funny. Like, I just, you know, we're still living in the house. We're redoing our beach house.
Right.
And we're still living in the city house, which is the house I owned before having kids. And everything in that house is like my immaculate house. And I just have watched one by one them destroy every, you know, it's like the couch, the chairs.
That
this,
was your bachelor house.
Yeah. Now your it's bachelor. The, now it, it's and the kids just all day long just wreck it. They'll like scratch the glass on the artwork. I just die. I die every day. Yeah. So maybe if I'd known, I would have just tennis balled the entire house.
Place.
Yeah. Woo. Okay. Orthotics. Hmm? Orthotics that helped you come back from an injury, or crutches. God, we crutches.
How many crutches have you had in your day? I've had
I know.
A number of them.
Ankle yeah. sprints, canes, wheelchairs, knee braces.
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't even know what we've done with that stuff. Honestly, I think we've thrown it out. I never even thought about that. I'm disgusted with myself now because there's an organization called Joni and Friends, JoniandFriends, joniandfriends.org, and the Christian Blind Mission. And what they do is disabled adults and children in the developing world, which is, of course, over 100 countries, are covered in their efforts. And they use your donations to assist with disabilities like clubfoots, war injuries. They have a network of 1,200 volunteers nationwide that will pick up the products from church drop-off sites. And you can contact Christian Blind Mission, which is CBMUS.org to learn where to send donations, or joniandfriends.org.
Yeah, see, looking at, you know, how many injuries?
Oh,
you know, no,
oh,
it's just great.
Yeah. All right. Now, here we go. If you've got expensive or bulky fitness equipment like skis, golf clubs, inline skates, treadmills, dumbbells, there's an organization called PlayItAgainSports.com. And this is a retail chain whose stores buy and resell used goods alongside new merchandise. So the great news is anyone looking for deals on fitness goods, this would be a good place to go. Your pocketbook will also benefit since you can get cash back on the spot when you drop stuff off. You can make exchanges or put like your old stuff towards something else that you want. So you can trade, you can buy a better model, you can get paid for your old stuff. They have over 360 locations throughout the United States and Canada, and it's playitagainsports.com. Janice, this makes us seem like we're caring individuals. You think we'll fool anyone?
No, I don't know. I don't know about that.
We're like celebrities getting out there doing, look at us, doing philanthropy.
But it's so true. It's so true about that reusing, I mean, or refurbishing stuff. I mean, anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
This was good, my little blood.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back.
Our new
new sponsor. I use this new sponsor to find our nanny. They're the bomb. Okay, moms and dads, I'm talking about care.com. I love it. This is the copy. If you're anything like me, you know how tough it can be to line up the right care for your whole family. Yeah, I get that very much, actually. This is where care.com.
And that's why I'm dropping my voice really low.
That's why, this is where care.com has you covered. These guys help families and caregivers connect in a reliable and easy way. That's care.com. And you can go there to find not just child care. Oh, I didn't even know this, but really any type of care that your family needs. Dog walkers.
Yeah.
Pet sitters.
Yeah.
Housekeepers. Oh, my God. And even help with adult and senior care. With summer coming soon, you can also search for, oh, my gosh, cams and summer sitters. I got to call Heidi. These can be stressful tasks. This is so true. And care.com makes the whole process easier. All you have to do is sign up. You can search or browse tons of local caregivers, check out detailed references, work history, background checks, and reviews. So whatever you're looking for, go to care.com/Jillian. And for a limited time, they're giving my listeners 25% off a premium membership. Check it out. And I will say that I hired both my nanny and our babysitter off of care.com.
Wow.
Yeah, they're awesome. Addison and Hallie.
Very cool.
I know. So I was cruising around the internet, per usual.
Yes.
And I found this article, and it said, oh, you know, here's 5 ridiculous but effective ways to save on your groceries. So I was like, ugh, what are they going to tell me that I don't already know? And it turns out a lot. I didn't know any of these. Now, it does seem like there are some blatant plugs in here. So mind you, kind of weed through it as you will. But I thought these were interesting things that I've never heard of. Ready? So here we go. The first one is to take pictures of your receipts, because there's a website and a mobile app called Checkout 51, and they're going to pay you to do that. So basically, you sign up at Checkout 51, you just need your name and your email to start, and what you do is you browse through their cashback offers in your area, and the next time you go to the grocery store, and the offers change every Thursday, mind you, you look and see what the offers of the week are. So for example, if you have a receipt that has milk on it, and they're saying, oh, we're going to give you $1 back for every gallon of milk. Oh, the kids have just walked in. Oh, Phoenix. Janice. Hi, Janice. Yeah, wait, Boog, this is serious. This is serious, Boogie. Yeah, I don't mean to not pay attention, but I'm trying to help people save money so they can buy healthy food for their family.
No, I can help too.
You can help too? Yeah. Can you tell me some healthy foods?
Healthy foods have, you can have pasta.
Oh, that's healthy?
And lettuce, strawberries, blueberries.
Good. Excellent.
Burgers one time.
You get burgers one time a week, but you get grass-fed meat. That's right.
Yeah.
And what does Katy Perry eat?
Kale!
That's a good one. That's right. Okay, so this is serious. We gotta be shh, quiet for this one. Put your headphones on? Okay. So, getting back to our show, okay, you check out the offers of the week every Thursday, and they'll say, if you buy this, that, or the other, we'll give you money back on it. And you take a picture of your receipt, you send it in, and they send you a check. Huh?
Yeah,
but I don't understand. They're sending you a check for what?
So, they say, hey, the offers of the week are, If you buy a gallon of milk, we're going to give you $2 back.
Okay, I got it now. Okay.
So you sign up, and they'll give you $2 just for taking a picture of your first receipt.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can get like 15 or 20 bucks back a week. And if you went to my Maximize Your Life show, you know that I'm really only looking for $20 a week towards groceries.
That's right.
Yeah. Granted, there are a lot of brand names on here, stuff that's garbage. Sugar cereals and things like that. But there's also stuff like milk and things you're going to buy. So those are good options. Here's the next one. Ready? Scan your groceries when you get home. The Nielsen company will pay you to scan your groceries each week. You can become a Nielsen Home Scan family.
and they'll send you a free scanner. And every time you go shopping, you simply scan the barcodes on the back of each product to send your data to Nielsen. Huh? And as an active participant, you earn gift points, which you can redeem for different types of merchandise. You can choose electronics, jewelry, household items, even toys for the kids. And the longer you stay on the Nielsen panel, the more opportunity you're going to have to earn points for prizes. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Here's another one. Get paid extra to use your coupons. So this company is called Inbox Dollars, and they'll actually pay you to print and use your coupons that they offer on their website. So they'll pay you to go to their site, print the coupons, and use them. So you sign up for a free account with Inbox Dollars. Again, all you need is just your name and your email. They're going to give you $5 free for the minute you sign up, and you navigate to the coupon section. And there you're going to find dozens of high-value coupons for everyday items like cereal, toilet paper, all that stuff. You select the ones that you want, and you print them out, and you use them in your store like a regular coupon. But Inbox Dollars will pay you 10 cents for every coupon you use.
So that's like, that's great.
Because well, so it's a go-to site for coupons. So now you know, oh, this is easy. You could pick out, you can find an easy place to get some coupons. Because I've often been like, well, where do you even get coupons? This is a good place to get them. And every time you use their coupons, you get 10 cents. Mm. That adds up.
Yep. Very good.
Okay, now another one. Now this seems like a blatant plug, but nevertheless, I'm going to tell you about it. Get cash back with a credit card. So it's a reward card. And this guy who wrote the article, I don't know if he got paid to do this, but it does seem to make sense. He said one of his favorite reward cards is the Barclay Card Rewards MasterCard. And they give you 2 points for every dollar worth of groceries you put on the card each month. And they give you 1 point for every other dollar you spend. So there's no annual fee with this card. Because then I thought, oh, well, great. You know, is this you getting ripped on the fees? But he says there's no annual fee. And as long as you pay it off each month and there's no interest. And it will cost you nothing to have the card. Of course, unless you get into debt, there's like any other credit card, there's interest on it. But the points can be converted into cash. 1,000 points equals $10. So every $1,000 that you spend, you get $10. But if you spend it on groceries, you get 2 points, which is more money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So consider this: the average family spends $1,024 a month on groceries. So if you use this card each time you shop, you could pocket an extra $250 a year.
Huh.
Which again, I asked for $20 a month. It doesn't quite get us there.
As long as there's no added fees on it, then it's good.
That's what it says. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting kisses.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. What's happening here? I have another tip to do, Lou. You want to join me? Okay. So you just breathe into the mic, sweetie. Yeah, there you go. That's nice and creepy. All right, are we ready, Lou Ball? Okay, last tip. Oh, put your headphones on, sweetie. Here we go. Pay with a gift card. I didn't even know about this. Listen to this, Janice. The guy says that gift cards... You can buy gift cards for as much as 25% off of their face value on sites like Raise.com, and that's RAISE.com. And he says that he finds gift cards to Target, Walmart, and even Whole Foods. Yeah. Good. Yeah, keep breathing. Thanks for that. Oh, a kiss and a cough. Extra special. Okay, you ready?
So I like to say about the...
Yeah?
My horsey.
Your horse? We'll talk about that in just 1 second. In fact, what do we buy for the horses?
Food.
What kind of food?
Apples, carrots.
Exactly. So we could even use this to buy horse treats. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Gift card. So this guy, you can find Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, and so on. And he says how this works is that you can buy them for 25% off of their face value. So you make more money. So if like the card is... Let's say you buy a $75 card, it's really worth $100.
Ah.
What do you think, Berg?
I think about that, but let's say about Peanut Joey.
You want to talk about Peanut Joey?
Yeah.
We'll do that in just a moment. Is there anything you'd like to share about healthy eating that concerns you or you think people should know?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead. What?
Sometimes I eat pumpkin with them. I mean, sometimes I go to Starbucks.
Oh, God, Lou! Don't tell him that! Phoenix, anything you want to say? Just one more time? Your last shot at it.
You got it.
Good. Good. Good boy. Thank you. All right.
you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.